This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Paul Joseph Watson suiting up, but nobody's ever seen his empty chair. And the National Geographic map I mailed to him more than 10 years ago. The first one never got to him, so I mailed him another. And there is the behind the scenes, the fabled lore that only you now are seeing. I got a map, Paul. But you heard Deanna Lorraine earlier talk about how she's running for Congress against Nancy Pelosi, how she's getting all this praise from around the world. But it's not about, oh, I'm getting praise. She's getting love. And she's getting love from me. Not because she's an attractive woman, because she's taken action and a soldier for freedom and truth. In fact, she's an attractive woman. It's just gravy on top. So, and I say that on purpose, because Chris Matthews told guests they weren't attractive, so he's gone. So you can drag queen story time, kids, and have pedophilia taught, but don't tell a woman she's attractive. And, man, the way he cucked out at the end and apologized, talk about disgusting. But Gillette lost $8 million when they ran ads showing a guy with a woman in a movie theater, and he sees the woman, he goes, I like her. And he goes to say, hey, I like it. And the guy goes, whoa, that's rape. You don't talk to women. Men, you don't talk to women. But if you're a big, fat, convicted pedophile that raped an 8-year-old like in Houston, or the other guy running it, a 7-year-old in Houston, well, then, horsey time. Time to ride horsey. And again, I harp on that because we first told you about it 4 years ago. We were like, why are you obsessing on this? Now it's everywhere, all over the news. Submit to men in clown outfits with your children riding their erections through their pants. And the Boy Scouts is bankrupt. I remember like 5 years ago, the Boy Scouts are handing out condoms to 7-year-olds. And now they're bankrupt because it was a giant pedophile orgy. This is the takeover. Satan wants the innocents. Because if a child's able to grow up and be through decent people, that child, 99% of the time, is going to join Christ. It's like the Screwtape Letters. But if you can get them while they're young, you can twist them and put them into the cult, because the first person that they ever had intimacy with was some fat dude. And they have all these articles and books they teach in the U.S. and Australia. An Obama official wrote one where it's about little kids and men having sex with them, 7, 8, 9-year-olds, and how great it is. They make kids read this. I mean, the fact that we've put up with this is just unbelievable. Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over. You know, it was about a month and a half ago. I was looking at my employees, and I was thinking about how great they all are. And I was thinking, well, I just mortgaged my house, and that will pay for things through the year. But God, I don't want to lay these people off. And I just remember having a prayer, and God said, you don't have to worry about it. If you just stay the course, you're going to get the financing you need. And coronavirus came along, and we've gotten financing, if current sales continue, into next year. So we didn't ask for it. We didn't want it. But now I've got a provision to try to expand things, and I will in the fight. But the Lord works in mysterious ways. So protect yourself. Everybody, man, woman, child, should be using DNA Force Plus. Totally the best thing you do for your immune system. X2, X3. You should be getting the Vitamineral Fusion. You should be getting the colloidal silver products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And I never even said this today. This has been back in a week. I've been so busy. Our number one energy seller, six different forms of clean burning energy, 10-hour clean energy, Turbo Force, is back in stock after months of being sold out, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a war. And you work hard and you put your energy into things and you get those credits, those digital credits that are crap. but you put them into real things, then you transmute the fraud of the bankers into something real. Your work is real. Your labor is real. What they're doing is fraudulent. But through that, you transmute it. You get the turbo force, and you experience healthy, good 10-hour energy at InfoWarsStore.com. So get yours now. It's back in stock, 40% off, and so is DNA Force Plus. Paul Joseph Watson from England takes over the Albion Crusader.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, could somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods and everybody else is sold out and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Joseph Watson from the United Kingdom.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
And we are back live in the Summit News Hour portion of the show. Got an absolute ton of news to cover as per usual. We're going to start off with an impassioned, crucial, vital speech that was given by Marine Le Pen, who of course narrowly lost out in the French presidential election back in 2017. But a pivotal moment when they said this is the end of populism, it stops here with the victory of President Macron. Didn't quite turn out to be that way, did it? But she's back in the French Parliament today, giving a speech, headline up on Summit.news, Marine Le Pen calls for referendum to stop submersion of France. That's her word, submersion of France via mass immigration. This was a debate, basically a theatrical Punch and Judy show that they set up to talk about mass immigration. As tens of thousands of migrants once again mass on the border of Turkey and Greece following President Erdogan's announcement in Turkey that he will basically unleash the floodgates, again, using migrants as a weapon. We're taught in the West that migrants are this great source of diversity and cultural enrichment. Then why is the president of Turkey literally using them as a weapon to bully and intimidate the EU and European countries? Well, Marine Le Pen touched on that in her speech today, where she called for a national referendum in order to stop what she called the submersion of France via a globalist program of mass immigration. Speaking during a debate on the issue in the French Parliament, she scorched the political establishment for overseeing the dilution of French identity at the expense of ordinary people, saying that the last 30 years of immigration laws were designed to be ineffective and resulted in nothing more than political grandstanding. And again, she said that mass immigration, once a taboo topic to even talk about, is now at the front and center of political debate, despite the continuing efforts by the left, by the globalists, by the mass media, to denounce the very prospect of discussing demographic changes as some great extremist white supremacist conspiracy theory. Well, Marine Le Pen successfully shot that down. She said French people, quote, recognize the uncontrolled immigration is a threat to their daily lives, to their way of life, and even at times a threat to their lives. She said our country is experiencing a veritable submersion. Yes, a submersion, I dare use that term. And bear in mind, this is somebody who, last time, I haven't checked up on it recently, but she was under threat of going to prison for sharing ISIS propaganda on Twitter, on social media. While denouncing ISIS, they tried to put her in prison for that. I think that legal tussle is ongoing. But now she's talking about mass migration as a form of submersion because it describes the reality of the unbroken wave that is crashing upon our cities, our towns, and now because of your irresponsible policy of placing migrants in rural areas, even the smallest villages. She accused French politicians of treason for failing to defend their people. She said, without ever consulting the people, they organized the streams of legal migration and tolerated illegal immigration. saying it was driven by the globalist ideology that guides them inexorably. And she successfully pinpointed how the globalists view the mass of humanity, which is, quote, reducing man to his economic dimension as a producer and consumer, an interchangeable man with no identity or cultural reference points, nothing but a cog in the wheel of global commerce, as they import the hordes to be their servant slave class, while of course pushing out, marginalizing, demonizing anyone who stands up against that. Very opportune, very crucial moment to be talking about mass migration with tens of thousands of migrants, as I said, which the media is calling, once again, refugees massing on the border. Erdogan's threatened up to a million or more, thousands already there. Stories about migrants being shot, maybe being killed. The Greek government's denied that. But why are we talking about this? Why is it important in relation to France? Well, because the French massacre, the 2015 France Paris massacre, the terrorists, some of them exploited the refugee program that started in 2015 to slip into France via Greece to carry out that massacre, leading to what was it, over 150 people dead, hundreds more injured during that horrific night in Paris. Which is why I flash back to this article, which I wrote in 2015, November 14th, 2015. Report, Paris attacker was Syrian refugee who arrived in Greece last month. Literally a month before the Paris massacre, one of the terrorists who helped carry it out slipped through Europe's porous borders on the back of this refugee humanitarian crisis, went on to help slaughter hundreds of people. In fact, it later turned out that he was the bomber at the Stade de France during the Germany versus France soccer game. Because the next month I wrote this article, ISIS brags about exploiting refugee program to send sleeper cells to Europe. This was their own 99-page manifesto, which bragged about how the terror organization had exploited the refugee program, the same program the mass media is trying to propagandize us into accepting once again, to send jihadist sleeper cells to Europe. Not my words, the words of ISIS in their own manifesto, in their own magazine, called Black Flags of Rome, which we quoted from in this article 5 years ago. It says at least three individuals who posed as refugees have now been connected to the Paris attacks, including the mastermind behind the plot, including as well the first Stade de France suicide bomber, Ahmad Al-Homadad, who used a fake Syrian passport to enter Europe as an asylum seeker via Greece. And ISIS openly bragged in their own manifesto, quote, no doubt some of these refugees were undercover fighters of Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. They were quick to take the opportunity of entering into the different countries of Europe as early as 2012 via this migrant refugee red carpet, which is happening once again right now. As we continue to be told that diversity is a strength, meanwhile in Paris, it's an article from a few days ago. Congolese migrants riot in Paris, set fire to dozens of vehicles. This was a crowd consisting primarily of Congolese migrants who rioted. They rioted in response to a Congolese musician, I think he was a rapper, who was friendly with the government back in the Congo. They weren't happy about it, so they decided to respond by just setting fire to 30 different vehicles, because that's a reasonable response, isn't it? They set fire to areas around Gare de Lyon train station in Paris, which if you've been to Paris since the migrant wave of 2015, it's kind of changed a little bit, just a little bit. So they set fire to 30 vehicles, they set fire to areas around one of the main train stations there in France. And again, this is why Marine Le Pen's giving this speech today, calling for a referendum, a national referendum on stopping mass migration before it's too late in France. Some people would say it was already too late. And speaking of those migrants who are massing on the border, the doctors, the lawyers, the scientists who we badly need to culturally enrich our society, Greek Orthodox Church trashed by refugees. We saw again massive wave of attacks on Christian churches across Europe over the past 4 years. Gee, I wonder why that is. And of course, if you even suggest that the Notre Dame Cathedral was not an accidental act, then they'll cancel you. In fact, I remember the story we had with The Facebook live feed of Al Jazeera and France 24 Arabic, of course. As Notre Dame burned in the background, the chat, the live scrolling chat, was literally going absolutely haywire with people celebrating, people saying Allah Akbar, people posting smiley emoticons, people with names, shall we say, of a certain demographic. BuzzFeed then wrote a story about me claiming that and said, oh, we don't, they were celebrating, yeah, but we don't know what they were celebrating. Oh, no, they were just doing it while Notre Dame was burning, while the spire was collapsing, and while a video of the live feed of Notre Dame burning to the ground was playing on the Facebook pages of Al Jazeera and France 24 Arabic. Gee, I wonder what they were celebrating. Of course, BuzzFeed called that fake news. Now, an Orthodox church on the Greek island of Lesbos was trashed by refugees, according to local media reports. There are pictures of this. Greek City Times reported more than 500 refugees grouped together to head down to the port of Mytilene from Moriah Camp, and they trashed yet another Christian church. I'm going to come back in the next segment, talk about more in terms of what's coming up in the future of this refugee crisis. Going to talk about the WHO once again saying that mean words and insults are more important than preventing the global coronavirus pandemic. Don't.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
So Marine Le Pen, leader of the National Rally, the renamed National Front Party, she went and did a speech in front of the French Parliament in which she said that France was being subsumed by mass migration. She's called for a referendum on that, as tens of thousands of migrants, again, mass at the border. Of course, if those Greek patrols are broken through, if they're violated, despite the EU promising to send more security forces down to the border, that could then precipitate another mass wave of migrants heading into Europe. Up to 2 million already did so in 2015. Shortly afterwards, we had the Paris massacre, which was carried out by some individuals who exploited that refugee red carpet to slip into Europe via Greece. I emphasize that over and over again. ISIS later bragged about it in their own manifesto. Meanwhile, in Paris, Congolese migrants are setting fire to vehicles and areas around the main train station there in Paris, rioting. Meanwhile, beacon of patriotism, Norwegian MP wants referendum on immigration, so he's mirroring what Marine Le Pen said. These are the words of Progress Party leader Christian Tybring Gjedde, who said Norway must put a complete halt on non-Western immigration. He's calling for that. We had another church in Greece which was trashed by refugees, according to local media reports there. We had the report yesterday of a migrant allegedly being killed by Greek security forces. Greece itself, I note, the Greek government denied that that happened, said it was Erdogan putting out fake news. Then we have this. Up on summit.news, Turkish human trafficker brags, I've filled Europe with immigrants. This is an interview with a man in Turkey who is alleged to be a human trafficker, bragging about how he filled Europe with immigrants and how he's making thousands of euros after Turkey opened its borders. The man said he'd been trafficking people for 20 years and that receives 500 to 600 euros per head for each migrant he successfully exports. Despite serving 6 years in jail for the crime, he brags about how he is back in business following President Erdogan's announcement that Turkey would be reopening its border and encouraging millions of migrants to invade Europe. And he's open about it. He says, I'm making money. Business is booming. Again, this is meanwhile Erdogan's on television saying, I told them it's done, it's finished, the doors are now wide open. Now you will take your share of the burden. He is promising millions more migrants to culturally enrich Europe. While Greek coast guards, and you've probably seen this video, it's at the bottom of this article, are literally using giant poles to try and bat away these migrants in boats, trying to get them to go back to Turkey. So it's an absolutely critical situation, and time will tell over the next few days and week or so how bad it really gets, because of course if enough of them make it to the border and overwhelm the Greek security forces, then it's game on once again. Meanwhile, Sputnik reports outrage as Muslim tells hijab opponent to move away from Sweden in televised debate. Sweden, of course, with its Muslim population of, I think, is approaching 10% on last measurements. Well, now tensions have heated up in the recent episode of Swedish national broadcaster SVT's programme The Meeting, where the local ban on religious headdress in the Skurup municipality was discussed. Basically, a teacher there, a Muslim teacher who wears a hijab, told her debate opponent, who said, you cannot come to a country that is secular and equal and live with medieval values. Well, if there's any country which will welcome people into doing that with open arms, it's going to be Sweden. In fact, I remember writing stories about how the official church of Sweden, during the height of the 2015-2016 migrant crisis, removed Christian religious symbols from Christian churches
as they were bringing in all these Muslim migrants, so as not to offend them. And that seems to be the main bone of contention once again in Sweden with that debate. Speaking about people being offended, Breitbart reports, World Health Organization warns against hurtful words, damaged feelings in coronavirus fight. This is literally the fifth or sixth time they've done this in the space of 4 weeks. I stopped writing articles about it because I was just repeating myself over and over again. But they've said it again. Even as Italy is overwhelmed by coronavirus victims, of course, Iran, their own government leaders are dying of coronavirus. We've got the UK government saying worst case scenario, 80% of the entire country may be infected. And even if 1 or 2% die, it's still going to mean up to 500,000 people dead. They're talking about using Hyde Park, which is literally 3 miles from where I live, as a temporary morgue to cope with all the victims. Talking about putting dead bodies in tents in the biggest park in London. But what's a bigger concern than that is people using mean words on the internet. Using incorrect words and language may have a negative meaning and fuel stigmatizing attitudes towards coronavirus victims, the World Health Organization warned on Monday. And it's this same idiot who's fronting this once again, whose name I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce, because I attempted it last time and it was a miserable failure. Let's do it anyway. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, probably butchering that, don't care because he's a complete idiot, released a document that cautioned those who associate the viral epidemic with China, Wuhan or Asia in particular to be more aware of people's feelings. So you can't say the word China, Wuhan or Asia when describing a virus that came out of Wuhan in China in Asia. That's more important than stopping the global pandemic. He literally said the stigma around coronavirus is, quote, more dangerous than the virus itself. Tweet, World Health Organization official Twitter account. When talking about COVID-19, that's what they renamed it to, because apparently coronavirus may hurt someone's feelings somewhere. Certain words and language may have a negative meaning for people and fuel stigmatizing attitudes. And I think he came out with another tweet after that. Let me try and find it. Again, World Health Organization official account. This tweet was put out about an hour later. Do talk about people acquiring or contracting COVID-19. Don't talk about people transmitting COVID-19, infecting others, or spreading the virus, as it implies intentional transmission and assigns blame. So you can't even use the word transmitting or infecting, because again, it might hurt somebody's feelings. This is the global body tasked with preventing a global pandemic. And day after day, they're tweeting about politically incorrect words, which are not even politically incorrect. Yes, it came out of Wuhan. Yes, it came out of China. Yes, it's called coronavirus. Yes, people are infected with it. Yes, people are spreading it, primarily because of wide open borders. You'll note that Russia only had a couple of cases because they closed their border with China immediately. Same with Mongolia and some of these other countries. Not Italy, not Europe, and now it's everywhere in Europe because we have no borders left. That's not important, though. What's important is that some Chinese person somewhere might be offended. The Ethiopian pointed journalists and commentators towards a special WHO document. They put out like 3 of these documents where half the document is, don't use this word, don't talk about it in this way, don't describe it in this way, now it's called something else, now you have to use this term. Like when they started calling ISIS Daesh and said, oh, you shouldn't call it ISIS, it might offend Muslims. No, we're going to call it what it is. We're going to continue to speak the truth about how it's spreading, primarily because of porous borders. Don't-
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a 3 month, a 6 month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They'll ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the InfoWar 360 win. InfoWarsStore.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, earlier we were talking about the latest with the potentially new global migrant crisis. Of course, over the past 4 or 5 years, that has precipitated a wave of increased violent crime in many European countries. In fact, the German government's own statistics say that 90% of their violent crime increase was, their violent crime increased 10%. 90% of that was the responsibility of migrants brought into the country after that first refugee wave.
We've, of course, had many grooming gang scandals in the United Kingdom and in other countries, including in Finland, where in 2018, after having suffered their first Islamic terror attack, and I believe it was 2017, in 2018 they had a massive grooming gang scandal in the country of Finland. And once again, it turned out that certain authorities, certain politicians, certain media outlets had tried to cover it up, tried to bury it. And once again, it led to problems with increased rape of women. Well, now they have a fantastic, ingenious new solution. I'm going to roll the video here in a second to prevent rape, particularly migrant rape, in the aftermath of this refugee wave. And it's simply and purely to tell the rapist no. Yes, that's literally what they're telling women in Finland. Let's go ahead. Here's the clip. Finland's new left-wing government has finally found a solution to the rape problem plaguing Europe. BTFO. Who knew it was that easy to stop a rapist? Just say no. When Abdullah's coming for you in a dark alleyway with a thirst for a bit of cultural enrichment, just politely decline. What could possibly go wrong? So the idea is that if you're a 10-year-old girl trapped in an apartment with 10 horny Iraqis, just say stop, don't touch me there, this is my no-no square, and it'll be fine. If the galaxy brains behind this video had been just that bit quicker off the draw, maybe Harvey Weinstein and the Me Too movement would have never happened.
Stop. Don't touch me there. This is my no-no square.
Apparently, this is part of a 2.5 million euro program aimed at combating Finland's rape epidemic. And if your friendly local rapist does manage to impose on your no-no square, there's always the backup option of this alarmed anti-rape underwear made in Germany. Because Europe enjoys open border policies so progressive that women are afraid to walk the streets unless they're wearing high-tech chastity belts. So progressive. I just can't decide whether this is more or less cringe than a 2016 video, also out of Finland, which encouraged women to use the force to deter would-be rapists. Yeah, they actually did that, and this is not a parody video. The video also educated women that swinging their handbag is a sufficient way to make a determined sexual predator lose his nerve, because Mohammed and his mates are really gonna their pants at the prospect of a Louis Vuitton being weakly flailed in their general direction. Just be thankful that newly arrived migrants in Finland are being taught not to rape via the medium of children's nursery rhymes. That'll stop them. Why is Finland experiencing a migrant rape crisis? Must be all those Russians and Estonians, right? Yeah. Not quite. But officer, her mouth isn't in the no-no square. In late 2015, as refugees flooded into Europe, Finnish cops were ordered by the country's National Police Board not to publicly identify migrants as criminal suspects over concerns that doing so would encourage a racist backlash against the wave of asylum seekers entering Scandinavia. Authorities were seemingly more concerned about negative attitudes being attached to asylum seekers than enlisting the public's help to catch rapists and other violent criminals. Then, in early 2016, interest in Finnish women taking self-defense classes suddenly exploded. Gee, I wonder why. The mass molestation of 2,000 women in Cologne, Germany on New Year's Eve 2015, committed almost entirely by asylum seekers and migrants, might have had something to do with it. A 2018 study found that 93% of sex crimes in Finland committed by migrants are committed by migrants from Islamic countries. While only one person in 14 on the Finnish archipelago is of non-Scandinavian descent, their proportion among those convicted of rape is a staggering 38%. According to official figures, Iraqi and Afghan asylum seekers were up to 40 times more likely than native Finns to be suspects in sexual crimes in Finland. Finnish refugee council Nasrallah al-Assayyid said that the problem stems from Iraqis coming from a culture where they can do anything to women without facing any consequences. Also in 2018, Finnish authorities busted a grooming gang in the city of Oulu that trafficked girls as young as 10. One of the victims later committed suicide. The gang was made up of migrant men who were reported to be quota refugees from the Middle East. According to activist Tina Wick, it even turned out that some of the grooming gang members who were convicted were taken to a kids' running contest to integrate before they were arrested. Migrants were subsequently banned from visiting local schools. This, after a Finnish police superintendent said that asylum seekers with terrorist sympathies should be allowed into schools to expand tolerance. According to police statistics from the city of Oulu, between 2018 and 2019, rape offences, where crimes in which the suspect is a foreign citizen, jumped by a whopping 157%. So as you can see, those Russian and Estonian migrants really do need to stop touching those no-no squares. This video was produced by the city of Oulu. Yes, this is their actual response to everything I just described. And of course, anyone who draws attention to the true source of the problem, like this group of women in Paris, are attacked and vilified as racists. While a member of Finland's left-wing Green Party actively tried to stop a plane taking off to prevent a migrant's deportation. Finland's rape problem is also exacerbated by its weak sentences for convicted rapists. In 2018, a top Finnish court ruled that despite 23-year-old asylum seeker Yusuf Mohamed Abedin having sex with a 10-year-old girl, the assault did not constitute rape because supposedly the girl consented. Last week, Turkey opened the floodgates to tens of thousands of migrants who are now massing at the Greek border attempting to enter Europe. And personally, I can't wait for all these new doctors, lawyers and scientists to make their invaluable contribution to society. There you go, that's how Finland is dealing with its new rape epidemic following the mass migration of hundreds of thousands of people from certain areas of the world. Don't tend to share our respect for women, just say no. Meanwhile, I wrote this story just before I got on the air. It's up at summit.news. Waitress attempts to boot Milo from restaurant, ends up getting fired. This was at a restaurant, the Fox and Falcon in New Jersey, when Milo Yiannopoulos was removed for being racist, or she attempted to remove him, he wasn't actually removed. He was dining with his black husband and his black friend, but apparently his table was not sufficiently diverse for the waitress, and she vocally complained, "Why do we allow racist, sexist, anti-Semitic trash here?" Yes, Milo Yiannopoulos, racist with his black husband, anti-Semitic with his love of Israel. Why indeed is he allowed into a restaurant? Well, Milo responded by emailing the PR company that represents the restaurant, drew attention to the tweet, said he was going to bring a camera crew because he was working on a news story with a local affiliate to talk about political intolerance. The restaurant responded by firing the waitress. The waitress, who is now unemployed and no longer a waitress, responded by deleting her Twitter account, but not before Milo could save a couple of her tweets, one of which said, "A lot of this past year I spent running around trying to be the woman a guy can love, and in the end I'm sitting in the porch with wine and fries alone." Another tweet said, "I'm childless and alone besides the cats." So good luck to that waitress who is now being fired for her intolerance. Don't go away. Summit.news. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
There's a headline here out of CNBC. It says Amazon, Walmart and others battle price gouging on coronavirus-related products. Of course, we have had shortages of hand sanitizer, surgical masks and some foodstuffs across the entire world. In fact, I did an article, I believe it was on Friday, about Japan even experiencing shortages of toilet roll. In the UK, we've had pasta, we've had rice going out of stock, canned goods going out of stock on shelves. As people begin to panic by in anticipation of potential shortages. Now, with many products sold out in stores, shoppers are racing to online retailers to order face masks, hand sanitizer, hazmat suits, and other items to protect against the coronavirus. Resellers on Amazon and eBay are vastly inflating their prices to try and take advantage of that. Of course, that's something that we've not done at InfoWarsStore.com, where we do still have the emergency survival foods. It is on back order because of the massive demand that we've experienced over the past couple of weeks. In fact, we got a special update on that page from Alex Jones talking about how the orders will be delayed, but they will get out to you if you get yourself in that queue. The delicious storable food, which lasts up to 25 years, Again, if nothing happens, you just eat the food and save a ton of money. We have the 1 year supply, the 6 month supply, the 3 month supply, right down to a 72 hour supply. And in fact, there's also a ready hour 1 week ammo kit as well. The prices compared to what you will pay on other websites and what you'll pay definitely in Europe, where I'm from, where it's basically impossible to buy this food, are extremely small in comparison. You can see all the fantastic five-star independently certified reviews we've got there for emergency survival foods. 25-year shelf life, bunch of different great recipes available still if you can get yourself in the queue at InfoWarsStore.com. You may need to wait 8 weeks or more in some cases, but again, vital to prepare. The global seed bank is stocking up. The Department of Homeland Security put out an advisory last week encouraging people to have at least a 2 week supply of food. So when they say, oh, you're a kook, you're a conspiracy theorist for having storable food, the federal government is literally telling you to do it. And that's why you've seen some panic buying in some areas of the world. Hopefully nothing will come of that in terms of massive delays to supplies, but you can get yourself on the list for the great storable food, 25-year shelf life at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and you can check out the other specials on the website too. Now, headline on Summit.News, school in Brooklyn hands out drag queen in training stickers to four-year-olds, because there's nothing sexualized about drag queens, is there? Not as if they're literally the male version of burlesque dancers. Now a school in Brooklyn reportedly handed out stickers to four-year-old children during, you guessed it, a drag queen story time event that said drag queen in training. That's right, your four-year-old is now a drag queen in training. Apparently, this was done during a family day at a private school in Brooklyn. And yet they continue to insist that this is not sexualized, that this is not about grooming. By the way, one of these drag queens admitted, most people don't remember this, that it is about grooming. Lafayette Library Board of Control in Louisiana held a drag queen story time back in July last year. The drag queen, Dylan Pontiff, said this, quote, "This is going to be the grooming of the next generation." Oh, but it's not about grooming. We featured the story yesterday of the clip out of the UK, which showed a drag queen teaching toddlers how to twerk. Now, try and make the argument that twerking is not a sexualized form of performance. Try and make that argument. You're going to fail. Last week, many drag queens, many drag queens have engaged in sexually explicit behavior, including one here in the UK again called Flowjob. That's a great idea to expose your children to a individual called Flowjob, who visited primary school in Scotland after posting pictures of himself on Twitter using a dildo and a ball gag. Oh, but it's not sexualized. A separate video, and these literally come out every day now. The course controversy last week also showed a drag queen dancing suggestively in front of a little girl while adults in the room cheered and applauded. You've probably all seen that by now. It's got like 7 million views on Twitter. And I've been documenting this for over a year. And in fact, in this article, I flash back to some of the previous examples, including one where an admitted pedophile and convicted child porn peddler literally wrote an article on Medium.com. I see people being banned on Medium.com all the time. This convicted child porn peddler pedophile, he's still on there. Of course he's still on there. Wrote an article in which he describes Desmond is Amazing, the 12-year-old drag queen kid who is celebrated by the mass media, as, quote, hot. Oh, but it's not sexualized. His mother reacted to concerns over Desmond performing at a gay nightclub in New York, where attendees threw money at the child by saying, quote, "I don't understand what the controversy is." So you've got people at a gay nightclub in New York throwing money at a child who is dancing provocatively. Oh, but it's not sexualized, is it? Of course, we had the ketamine incident with Desmond is Amazing, where he's literally on camera with other drag queens talking about sniffing ketamine. That's completely normal. One of the participants at a drag queen story time event in Houston which recovered last year, 32-year-old Albert Garza, later turned out to be a registered sex offender who was convicted of assaulting an 8-year-old boy. Oh, but it's not sexual. Meanwhile, UK Council removes transphobic flags because they displayed the dictionary definition of the word woman. Yes, this actually happened. The flags, which were flown outside Bootle and Southport town halls, were meant to celebrate International Women's Day. But they featured the word woman and the dictionary definition of woman, which is, quote, an adult human female. We cannot have that vicious hate propaganda displayed on a flag because a Twitter user, a man called Adrian Harrop, complained that the flags were, quote, a transphobic dog whistle, and the offending items were removed. And then the council prostrated itself on Twitter, caved in, and apologized because one frigging idiot complained. We have been made aware of a potential issue regarding the messaging on a flag flown at Bootle and Southport town halls and have taken them down. We have a proud history of supporting LGBTQ blah 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 blah. Another Twitter user called Lisa, who first drew attention to this story, tweeted Sefton Council stating here that the dictionary term for a woman is now offensive. This isn't a joke. I'm not exaggerating this in any way. This is literally what they are saying here. This was the offensive flag. They took these flags down because they were seen as offensive. And of course, you have the added irony on International Women's Day of these flags, which merely state the definition of the word woman, being removed because of a single complaint by a man. I point out in the article in George Orwell's 1984, the Newspeak dictionary shrank in size year after year in order to eliminate language and limit free thought and free speech, making it harder for the plebs to vocalize their opposition to the party. Because if now you can't even say there are only two genders and literally proclaim the dictionary definition of the word woman, what can you say? They control language, they control thought. Presumably, every dictionary that includes a proper definition of the word woman will now have to be revised and all old copies burned, because that's progress. Also in the UK, woman rushed into gender reassignment as a teen is now suing the NHS. A woman given transgender reassignment therapy as a teen is suing the Tavistock and Portman NHS Trust for having rushed her into the treatment. Of course, I pointed out many times before, the cases of children being given hormone treatment, being given transgender therapy, skyrocketed from 2010 to 2018 to 2019, from just a handful of cases, I think it was like 24 cases in total, to literally around 3,000. Now, did that percentage spike, which is in the thousands of percentile, occur because of children genuinely identifying as transgender and that being a real scientific thing? Or did it occur because of how the media and the culture normalized it in the period from 2010 to 2018? Gee, I wonder. Now, this individual who's rushed into treatment is suing the hospital because, as we know, transgender people, both before and after treatment, both before and after operations, have the same suicide rates, or some data shows increased suicide rates, because it's a mental illness and it's not going to be corrected by mutilating somebody's sexual organs. So that's what's happening in the UK. Drag queens twerking in front of children, councils removing flags that state the definition of the word woman, and people being rushed into transgender surgery and now suing the NHS. Welcome to Clown World. Don't go away.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.